You're listening to The Bridge Metro West, located at 7 Strathmore Road in Natick, Massachusetts. For more information about The Bridge Metro West, our weekly Sunday gatherings, and other events, go to www.bridgemetrowest.com.
Thank you, Father. So good to see all of you today. And I stand here in the strength of the Lord. This past week was the worst week of my life. But I'm standing here today in God's strength and His promises. And I bring to you today a thought that I want you to keep with you. Trust. Who do you trust? I want you to think about that. Because I was in an exam this week, which forced me to own up, walk up, and speak up what I have taught about, what I have read about, and now I had to live it like never before. So when the enemy comes in the Greek is a comma there, when he comes in, the enemy does not come in like a force. He comes in. But God raises up like a force, a standard against him. I used to read that when the enemy comes in like a force. No, he comes in, but God, like a force, meets him. Stand up in him. And that's where our power, that's where our movement, that's where our trust is. So who did you say this morning that you trust? Boy, you will be put to test. My mother would tell me when I was young, and I remember I was filling out applications for college, and I had so many desires, so many goals. Ask me, and I could just tell you over and over what I planned to do, what I wanted to do. Because of the scholarships I got, because of having a family that supported me and a father, that I knew I could go to college and not worry about the tuition. I had all of that. I had a beautiful home. We owned our own land. Acres and acres of land. And if you would look at my life, you would say, she kind of have it made. But my mother would always say, everything, you can have it all. But Verna, Matthew 6:33 said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Do not try to add them for yourself and seek that first, but put him in his right position, in his right place. Have your heart toward him. And these things will come. So everything will pass away, but not the word of God. And I lived this week. I have never had an allergy attack the way I did this week. I was sick. I drove myself because, as you know, my husband passed 6 months ago. I'm living alone. I have that panic necklace where if I fall or anything happen, I can push and get help. I've armed myself with everything to make sure I was safe, to make sure that I could get help if I need it. But I thought what my mother said, when all else passes away, the word of God will stand. That's what you need, regardless of what you are going through, what you will go through, and what you can't even think of going through right now. You will experience things that you think not of. But I'm standing here today to tell you I stand in the strength of the Lord. I stand because His power is my strength. His joy is my strength. And the scripture I want to just walk you through this morning, that I have lived with this, I have slept with it, I have moved with it, but it never meant to me what it did this week. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That is my lifeline. Not the home I built, not the children I sent to college. Both of my kids have doctorates, went right through school. And we paid for the first 4 years, and they got fellowships and scholarships, and they came out with no loans. I look back and I say, how blessed I was. But all of that does not prepare you with some of the challenges you will have and you will be forced to face. But this scripture walked me through the most difficult hour, being alone, still grieving my husband's passing, and then my sister passed a week ago. And I said, God, within 6 months, losing a spouse and then a sibling, I said, how much more? And I remember my mother said, seeking Him first and His righteousness. Everything that you need, everything will be added to you. Not one, not two, not the difficult, not the small one, but everything else will be added. So who do you trust this morning? I really want you to think about that as I bring this word this morning. Who are you trusting? Who have you put your trust in? My husband and I was married for 62 years. And we knew each other as freshmen in college. So 66 years, I knew this man. I loved this man. I had children with this man. We raised a family. We walked together. And yet, he passed away. One of you are going to pass away, those that are married. One is going to go first. How do you handle that? By that beautiful home you have? By the bank account that you have saved and invested in? By your children who are doing extremely well? The job that you retired from and have a good retirement? Are you trusting those things? Well, the word of God says, lean, trust in the Lord. Think of that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not just trusting Him for the small things, the big things, the most difficult things. When you're sad, when you're lonely, when you're grieving, when you're stressed, all the time, trust in Him. He has to be at the top, at the head. Your trust is in Him. I cannot stand, I cannot move forward without knowing who I trust. I used to tell my husband all the time, I love you, but God is first. And he understood that because the word of God say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. He added me a husband. He added me two daughters. He added me five grandchildren. He added me a home. He added me security. He added me the love of my life. He added those things to me. But I gave Him my life, and I live for Him daily. That's where my security is. That's where my trust is, in someone that never fails. And a husband of 62 years, and he leaves here and leaves me here. I am alone. I'm in the house by myself that I reared my kids in, that we lived there 47 years. After two children, a husband, and now the house is empty. It's quiet. But all last night, the way God came in and lit that place up, oh, how he talked with me, how he comforted me with some of the worst news I got onslaughted, one thing after another one this week. And I don't know how many have experienced losing a sibling, but this is my third one. I have experienced losing a mother, a father, and three siblings, and my husband. Each one of those are different. And I thought, because I grieved so much over my first sibling, I said, do I love her more than I do my sister, my mother? But each one is different. Losing a spouse, part of you leave. 62 years, you have a lot of memories. But trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not even think about leaning to anything else. The house, the retirement. My husband left me okay. I don't have to worry about losing a house is paid for. I don't have to worry about my retirement and whatever else I saved. My husband provided for that. But you know what I really need and trust in is the Lord. Because I wouldn't have any of that without him. Without God, there would be nothing else. As my mother would say, you'd be like a ship without a sail. And you're tossing from here to there. You're headed in no exact direction. You're just moving all over the place. But this week, oh, I said, Vern, I'm so glad I don't have to lean to my understanding. I don't have to understand it all. I don't have to figure it out. See, some of you are moving day by day trying to figure things out. When I dropped that burden, boy, was it much lighter then. I don't try to figure out that God doesn't show me. I acknowledge him and I asked him. But until I hear from him, I walk away from it and not try to figure it out. I do what he said in the word, but I don't stay right there and get stuck. I was stuck once. Boy, I do not like being stuck. That is the worst situation and the feeling that you are stuck. You're encased in cement. You can't move. You can't breathe good. You are just stuck. That is not a good position to be in. But lean not to your understanding, but in all your ways, every way. Some of you who are listening by live stream today, you have fear that you're going to lose your job because the company's position has changed with all the changes that are going on. Some of you who are hearing this word are looking for a job. And you keep looking and filling out applications, going on interviews. But your answer is in the Lord. He is where your trust should be for that job, for that investment, for your children. Some of you have been praying for your children, and you don't see any change. But the darkest hour is just before daylight. 1 minute to 12, and after 12:01, it gets lighter and lighter and lighter. Will you give up before all of the light comes in your situation? That you can see God working, his hand. I love that song that says, he's working even though I can't see it. He's working even though I can't feel it. He's working, even though nothing looks like it's changing. He's working. He is working because that's what his word said. He will never leave you, nor forsake you.
Some of you are walking through a maze about the economy, about the cuts. There are more people in unemployment now that from years, the market is flooded. A friend of mine told me she's on president of a company. And she said, this guy, the human resource person brought, and he was a lawyer in this job with the company. But then the whole contract was canceled. And he was making over close to $300,000. And he showed up there willing to take a $90,000 job. And she said, why are you going to take this job when you were working at this level? He said, any job, as long as it's legal, is better than no job. So those of you who are dissatisfied with your job, waiting for changes to take place, why not just thank God for the job and let him entrust him for the rest? I worked on a job 3 years, and I had been denied this promotion. And God said, if you leave, you will miss the next three promotions that I have for you in a year. How can I go from being passed over to getting three promotions in a year? I said, but God said it. And that happened. My salary almost doubled. And it was right before I was so tired of that job. You don't know what God is working out in your situation. We want to leave. We want to walk away. And we are right before the light start coming in with the changes. But we lean to our understanding and say, I don't have to take this. I did that. I called my uncle, who was a prophet, and I said, I can't take this anymore. My credentials, I can get another job. I'm leaving here. He said, if you leave, you will be selling hamburgers. So do you stay there and learn what God has for you? Do you stay there and trust God? Or do you want to sell hamburgers? And I was on the top floor of management in my company. Good salary, benefits. And here I am so fed up, I'm going to just walk away. Why? Because I'm just upset. You can't afford to be upset when God says acknowledge him in all your ways. So you think you're tired of your situation? Who isn't? Tell me who isn't. You want to sell that house? You want to buy another house? You want your children to come home? We all have requests. But five things happened to me this week. And I learned to say, if I'm going to walk out of this and survive, I will not give up regardless. And believe me, an onslaught of things came. But I stand putting Satan on notice this morning that you will not defeat me. I know too much about God to let you come into me at 85 years old to try to get me to stop now. I will not stop. Stand up in your situation. Look to God to direct you through it, out of it, and around it, and sometime under it. But God is the one that you should be trusting in all your ways. Ask him. See, we think, okay, we'll ask the big things. We'll ask the most difficult thing. In everything. When I was so sick with allergies this week, I said, I don't have anybody here to drive me. I stumbled in the car and drove myself to the medic clinic. I said, because this couldn't be allergies. I'm really sick. And so they announced I did have a severe case of allergies. And it was worse in some parts of the country than it had been 50 years. And so I'm lying there in bed saying, do I lie here and die like the people at the gate? Do I just sit here and die with all of this sickness around me? Feeling bad, sorry for myself? I could hear my mother say, Verna, get up. If you drag yourself to the car, thank God you have a car to go in. And I drove there, and that's when I got medication and started getting better. But I could have sat there and feel sorry for myself. How many, because you're trusting in the wrong thing, you've gotten boggled down in defeat, in anger, in stress? The reason I can tell you, because I've had it all. Wanting to give up, thinking that was the way out, but knowing it wasn't. Trusting God above everything. That's where your trust should be. I don't care how dark it is. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care the stress level. The first week after my husband passed, I had so much stress, it was just like a constant headache. I stood up and said, I'm taking authority over you, spirit that is trying to destroy me with stress and loneliness and disappointment. All of those spirits was hovering around. All I had to do was just say, oh yeah, come on in, let's have a pity party. As Joyce Meyer says a lot, oh boy, I love a good pity party. I just cry myself, and then when I get up, I say, okay, the crying is over, let me get to work. But she says she loves a pity party because she realized how bad it is and she doesn't want to stay there. And so when you don't want to stay a place, you can be in somebody's house and you say, it's time for me to go. You will get the best excuse to get out of there. And it will sound good. But you find your way out. So why can't we find our way out of the difficulty that we are faced with, that we are dealing with? Isaiah 26 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Your mind can't be all over the place. Well, if I try this, this should work. I tried that, that didn't work. And so your mind isn't on the one you should be trusting, which is God, to walk you out of that situation, to show you the exit doors. You just keep going up and down the hall, and exit signs everywhere, but you just keep passing them because you are trying to figure a way out. I heard Fred Price say it once, you figure and figure and figure till you can't figure anymore, and then you stop and you do it God's way. Why not in the beginning say, God, I'm here. I need your directions. I need your advice. Because that scripture said there are four things when we're looking at trust. And we all know what trust is, to have confidence in. And you can put right there in that line what it is. I choose to put there, to have confidence in God. And that's where it starts and that's where it ends. Nothing goes in there with confidence. You can lose that house. All it takes is missing a couple of months' pay. You can lose that job if they cut back and you're on that list. You can go to the doctor feeling okay, but he gives you some bad news. So where is your trust? Where is your confidence? Who are you trusting today? And I think that's why it looks so bad for us. And when we hear the news, because we're looking at the physical part. The Word of God says those who knew their God were strong, number one. And number two, they were strong enough to do great exploits. Knowing your God is a difference from knowing about God. I know about Obama, but I don't know him. I never met him. He never invited me to dinner. I didn't go shopping with Michelle. But I could read all these things. I knew about him. I once knew about God, but now I know him.
Amen.
My mother said, Verna, you believe in my prayers, but one day I'm going to leave. You're going to have to know God for yourself. Where when you get down to pray, when you stop and pray, you know who you are praying to. The belief is there. The trust is there. That's my whole life, is trusting God regardless of what. I was failing a public speaking class my freshman year in college. I called home. I said, I'm on scholarship. I can't pass. I can't fail this course, Mama. She said, let's just stop right now and pray. She came against fear, nervousness, all of that. And I went from failing to getting an A. Because I started trusting God. Not what everybody is saying. Oh, that's a tough professor. Oh, let me tell you. You should have known better not to take his class. I mean, how did you end up doing that? You were signing your own death certificate. I mean, one negative thing after another one. Do you know when you're down, you'll get nothing but downers?
Yeah.
People love to come and miserate with you. Oh, yeah, I know what it is to be without a job. Girl, that company is really cutting back. Yeah, you know, you'll be lucky if you stay. Oh, you might as well get ready because you're going to be on the list. Why not stand up in who you are trusting? My husband and I went through, it was three different times when corporate layoffs, everything. People, our friends were losing their jobs. And people were saying, you haven't been affected, your husband haven't been affected. During that time, my husband and I was getting bonuses and promotions. And our friends were being laid off. Why? Because I didn't see who I could find out that I could mentor up to, work with. I prayed and I trusted God. And when I look back, I laugh at the devil now, the things that he brought my way. I say, you know, you really came to me too late, because I know too much about the God I serve and trust for you to come in with your little tricks now. You are too late. And so there are four things in trust: the command, the concern, the challenge, and the comfort. Let's look at the command. To do that which is humanly impossible. Who can do that? Only God. You look at a situation, and I heard this morning going out of the door, a person in my family was in remission for cancer. We was believing and was taken to the hospital to emergency this morning. It came back, and she's very ill. And I said, not only last night received information, but received additional information this morning. I said, God, I know you want me to bring this message, but I feel like just staying here in bed. And I could hear my mother say, gird yourself up in the Word of God. Who are you trusting, Verna? Regardless of the bad news, the disappointing news, who are you trusting, Verna? My mother lived with trusting God. She reared six kids, she and my father, on a farm. sent all of us to college. We owed nothing when we came out of school, had no loans. Because she would go around. Every year the crop was planted, and my father would drive her around the borders of our farm, and she would drop drops of holy oil and pray. And my father would make two bales to an acre where one bale is doing good. He would make two bales to the acre that would take care of us and pay our tuition. We graduated knowing we were going to college. We didn't have to wonder, will there be enough money? My mother lived on trust in God. And to see how she got through things, that's what I'm plowing through today, because I know it works. And so the command is, who are you placing confidence in today? That's the command. Who? And number two is the concern. Lean not to your understanding. Our understanding is limited. It is blurred. It is selfish. We think about things we want and what God should do and when he should do them. And then the challenge, in all your ways, acknowledge him. All mean everything we do. Ways mean our words, thoughts, actions, and plans. Acknowledge to know and recognize God is in all things. And then the comfort, he shall direct our path.
Amen.
Psalm 27, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Every step that I make, I am walking as if God is directing every step. I don't have to try to, should I put my foot here? Should I think over here? When the enemy comes in, see God raising up a standard against him. Not you, but the God in you. And the God that you know and the God that you trust. He's the one putting a flag up and saying, stop it, Satan. I'm on duty right here. And you can only go so far because I'm God. So what are you trusting today? Your job? Your talents? Your finances? Or our God? I invite you today to put all those things in their respective places. Respective places. But remember that the lesson you should learn and walk out daily is that I'm going to trust God. Regardless of the physical appearance, regardless of what the bank account says, regardless of what the last person said, no, we don't have a job for you. Or you get a letter after an interview saying, we can't use you. Is that going to stop you? If those things was going to stop, I would have been stopped years ago. But I'm glad that you know, you are sitting here today because you believe and have accepted the Father. Amen. And you trust him. Some of y'all can walk up to you and talk, and the second word that's coming out of your mouth, letting me know where your trust is. And there are others that will come with their own slot of just, oh, this is, I got an email this week. And the person started off by saying, my husband hates his job. My kids are acting up. I'm just stressed on my job. Everything is just going wrong. God said, answer her right now. And I said, what are you looking at? You're looking at the physical part. So you don't have a job. Do you believe God is going to give you one in time or provide for you? There was a person in a church that I was in some 20 years ago. And she had been looking for a job a year and a half. Every month, God supernaturally paid her mortgage. People gave her food. She just supernaturally, through God, was able to walk through that, but her trust was in God. It wasn't in her bank account because it was empty. It sure wasn't in the house. She was going to lose it. It wasn't in her children. They were still in school, so they didn't have jobs. Her trust was in God. And she retired some 10 years ago. House paid off. Each of the three kids finished college. She's getting her retirement, her Social Security. She said, I didn't know that life could be so good. But she had to walk through that difficult season to really believe God was who he said he was. It's easy to read about God, but it's something else to trust him. Oh, it's a different story. That's when you need to know him, not know of him. Think about that. All you have to do is read and you say, yeah, I know God said. Yeah, I read this. God promised. But when it comes down to the end, is that situation going to take you out? Or you're going to say, I trust in God. He's my deliverer. He's the answer. So confess living your life your way. Leave it. Put it aside. Confess that you will stop looking at your way out, your answer. Then repent from ordering your life the way you want it to be. Maybe God is taking you in a different direction. I told so many people, I just knew all I wanted was me a big job in corporate America with an end window, meaning four sides, two of it was glass. Third floor, where all the top people was. That was success to me. And my mother said, no, darling, that's not success. Because it'll fade away. It'll give away. And when I look at all the jobs now, some people have been laid off so long they have stopped looking for a job because of the condition. But do you know serving God is like supernaturally moving through the most difficult path, the most rugged path, the most, I would say, the worst looking situation that you will face. But when you navigate and move through with God and trust in him, you hear my little granddaughter saying now, she said, I'm already a winner, Nana. I said, why you say that? She said, because I know God. Amen. And I serve him. And he's first. And she's winning all kind of trophies and awards. She's a, what do you call them, equestrian? She loves horses. And she just goes all over the region and everywhere. And she said, I knew I was going to win, Nana. I said, really? She said, because I had prayed and I did what I was supposed to do. I practiced. I just did what I was supposed to do. And I believed in God. It's just come up first, second place. She said, I don't know what third place is. I said, that's your Nana. But she's grown up believing God. Not the school she gets in. She's in one of the top-rated private schools in Maryland. And she went in number one in her math class. But she spoke it before she went in. She said, oh, I'm going to be number one when I graduate. I said, but that's a tough school. There's some smart kids there. She said, so am I. But my smart's not doing it. I'm going in with God. Yes. She said, he's the one going to direct me into being top of my class. And I mean, she's a sophomore this year. She has 2 more years. And she said, keep watching, Nana, because I know what I'm going to accomplish. Because the word says, through Christ, I can do all things. He is the one that strengthened me. He is the one that's directing my path. He is the one that's given me the knowledge and the desire. She said, I know who's in charge. And if I could leave anything with my grandkids, because I did pretty good with my 2 daughters, and both of them have PhDs from Ivy League University. And Sonia graduated number 2 in her doctorate class at Harvard. Both of them have their doctorate, but they went in there knowing that it wasn't enough to be smart. They needed to serve the living God and to acknowledge him every exam, every class to take, but they never thought they could do it on their own. That was their secret. And I'm trying to leave that with my granddaughters. So I invite you this morning to confess, to repent, and to depend upon God for all aspects in your life. Everyone. Then you can do all things through Christ. That's why I said, it doesn't stop and say you can do all things. It said through Christ who strengthens you. You are more than a conqueror. Through who? Christ Jesus. He doesn't stop and leave it for you to think, oh, I was so smart. I did that. If you have any knowledge of God, you will not give yourself credit. You will give God the credit. And I instill that in my girls. I say, you're smart and you study. But without God, you will never accomplish what you will with him. And my daughter now is over the whole school system in Baltimore. But on Good Friday morning, she, as the CEO, leads the prayer for the city of Baltimore. And she prays Jesus. Yes. Amen. The whole town community know that that lady may be a Harvard graduate. She may be smart, but she still acknowledged God and not ashamed to do it. So who will you acknowledge this morning? Who will you trust? Who will you depend on? Let me help you get your order straight. Make it Jesus. There's no other answer. And then you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So I invite you this morning. I had a decree. I don't know what I did with my... I wanted to lead you all. You see that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. So I want everybody to stand and repeat this after me. So I decree that...
I decree that...
I triumph over my enemies and over all obstacles because God gives me the victory. I decree that in all things,
I am more than a conqueror.
In Christ Jesus.
I decree that
the Lord goes with me to fight for me against my enemies. And I will reclaim victory.
I decree
that the Lord is full of greatness.
Full of glory and majesty.
And that he causes me to be victorious.
I decree that I seek out wise counsel. From those who have my best interest. I decree. I am not afraid. God is with me. To deliver me. He is with me. To rescue me. I decree I am strong in the Lord. And very courageous. Because God is for me. And not against me. I proclaim the greatness of God. And rejoice in Him. Because He has won. The ultimate and eternal battle for me. Now, why don't you just thank Him for that? Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Ooh, we're walking in victory. We're walking through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening to this message from the Bridge Metro West in Natick, Massachusetts. Paul David Guidry is the senior pastor at the Bridge. For more information about the Bridge Metro West family, our gatherings and events, visit www.bridgemetrowest.com or call us at 508-651-0277.